father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, yes, it is. Good afternoon. You've been outside, walked the dog, a little windy, almost blew away. And it's that wind out of the south going to bring the moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. And we'll use it. We'll be glad to have it. But it's not happening until Sunday, late afternoon, early evening, at best. This is such a busy weekend. There are so many fun things coming up. It's why I love this time of year. Some things coming up at the Greens at Teradyne. Red Wine on the Patio, November 22nd, 6:30 p.m. It's only $40 a person. You get apps, an assortment of fine red wines, and live music. I'll be there. It's going to be fun. Shades of red and burgundy dress code encouraged, but not required. So wear your red, come out, and I'll meet you on the patio November 22nd at the Greens at Teradyne. If you haven't been to Teradyne, you are out where the buses don't run. What a beautiful place, and the restaurant is killer. Great view, beautiful patio. You got to do it. Another thing they're doing, come up later in the month, Thanksgiving Day brunch. You need reservations. You can do that by calling 316-733-2582. Make reservations for both the red wine tasting on the patio, the 22nd, and the Thanksgiving Day brunch. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. I haven't talked the wife into brunch yet, but I'm working it. What else? So all things barbecue today. They're giving it's sample Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the patio. He's doing a bunch of different soups. That ought to be cool. And don't forget, at all things barbecue, cooking classes are back. Slow down, take a breath. How about Sunday brunch on the 9th floor club and venue? Christmas brunch, Sunday, December 8th. But guess what? You got to be a member. But that's okay. Go to Google, cruise up Petroleum Club, 9th floor, Wichita, and find out about membership. You're going to want to be a part of this. That we are definitely going to be at. Okay, we got that stuff out of the way. There's more for later, but don't worry. We're going to talk about wine. I am a fan of Paso Robles. You guys probably know that. I've been a fan of Austin Hope wines for a long, long time. I think it started with Liberty School. But regardless, we're lucky enough to have Austin Hope on the show with us today. He's not only the winemaker, but he's the big cheese. And it's a family operation. I put a picture on goodlifeguy.com of Austin, his wife, and his two lovely daughters. And hopefully one day they'll be winemaking while Austin is on vacation in the BVI. Mr. Hope, welcome to the program.
Hey, Guy, how are you? Thank you.
Well, you know, this is not your first time, but
it is not.
I have four wines sitting in front of me. The two that you sent me, Triana and the Austin Hope Paso Cab, but I bought a Quest and a Paso Robles Austin Chardonnay.
Very cool.
And we're going to crack them all. we got to talk about you. Talk about your journey in wine that led you. You know, as part of me wanted to say, you've done so much in a relatively short period of time. And then I went back to see that you didn't graduate Cal Poly until 1995, but you've been making wine a lot longer than my brain was able to wrap its head around because time goes by too fast.
I tell everybody that I sum it up to them after giving stories and things. I said basically we're a 30-year overnight success.
There you go.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey for sure.
Tell us about that beginning and your dad and vineyard planting and Chuck Wagner. Give us the background.
Yeah, so basically we were farmers. My folks moved to Paso Robles in 1978 and started planting wine grapes. Really didn't know what the heck we were doing, honestly. Nobody did. A handful of vineyards around, a couple of wineries, not a lot going on. We really didn't know what was going on, so much so that we planted apples, too. Quickly learned that apples were the wrong thing to do. And then figured we got rid of the apples, and, you know, we went through a lot of cycles. I mean, we were legitimate growers. That's all we were. We knew nothing about it. So we had a lot of hard knocks, a lot of tough times, and, you know, went from growing white Zinfandel, you know, growing Zin, and then the white Zin boom hit. So then we started selling our grapes for white Zin, and it was a really interesting time. You know, watch how many cycles we kind of went through, and before Paso Robles really kind of found its footing. And I'd say that was probably in the mid '80s, where people were really realizing that okay, these guys make really nice red wines down there. Anyways, we were doing that. I was working for the vineyard. I was going to school, and then we met Chuck Wagner. My uncle got involved in the business. My dad's brother, and he saw that we had some bulk wine for sale, and it was Cabernet. And Chuck Wagner's father, Charlie Wagner, which he co-founded Camus with Chuck, started that label in 1975. And it was this kind of a second label, the Liberty School label, you'd asked about. And it was really interesting because that brand was truly a second label of Camus. It was before they made Special Selection. It was they just made Camus Cab. And then when there was a little bit extra from their estate, they put it into Liberty School. And they'd sold that. And then as the time went on and Chuck took over really running the business, and he created Special Selection and so on and so forth, the brand kind of went away. They didn't have fruit for it. And then it became an offshore brand for a little while, where you would actually, buy bulk wine from Chile, and then they put it in there and sell it. And then he wanted to resurrect Liberty School again. And that's when he met us. And my uncle got real close to them, and then says, can you supply Cabernet? If I can bring this brand back out. And he says, yep, I can. And so that's what we did. So then a couple of years go by, we were supplying Cabernet. Then we wanted more Cabernet. Then pretty soon we were, the wine was being made in Paso Robles at a place we took over, kind of rented, if you will. And then I moved to Napa and started working for Chuck and trying to finish up college. And the rest was history. We kind of got going in that direction. And then we said, you know, we wanted to create a brand, which turned out to be Triana. And so we put together a partnership idea. We were going to take over Liberty School because we were making it down there. We were bottling it down there, and we weren't selling it yet. So that was the plan. And literally the day before we signed the deal, my uncle died of a heart attack. And it was a real game changer for the family. And nobody knew what to do, what was going to happen. And my dad didn't really want to be in the wine business. And so my dad asked me, can you do it? And Chuck Wagner came down and said, can you do it? And luckily I was, you know, young and dumb and said, yeah, what could go wrong? How hard could it be?
How old were you then?
22.
Oh my God.
So we hired a salesperson, and then, hired a salesperson, and then grabbed Jesse, which is who I hoed weeds with since I was 8 years old, because I was always in trouble, so I was always having to hoe weeds. So grabbed him. I said, come on, Jesse, you're going to make wine. And that was in 96, I guess. God. And Jesse's still with us. We started making wine, and then I just started traveling, trying to sell wine, and really didn't know anything. Right. We had a consulting winemaker for a little bit, and kind of helped a little bit, but really just a very, very, I joke about we got into the wine business the old fashioned way. We didn't have any money, so it was a different time.
Yeah. Well, that's like people nowadays that say, if you got a lot of money and you want to get in the wine business, that's a good way to come out with not that much money.
Yeah. You get rid of a little bit, you know,
but you are opposite. I mean, let's face it.
Sir.
When I think back, okay, we got Liberty School and Troublemaker and Austin Hope and Triana. And I don't think I've ever had Quest, but I got a bottle here with me. What else? Is there anything else?
We've got the Austin brand, which is new. That's what you have right there, right?
That's a Chardonnay, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got the Triana, Troublemaker, Quest, Austin Hope, Liberty School, and the Austin brand.
Wow.
So it's that six. So we've got six different brands on a national or on a global thing.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we make about 18 or 19 other wines that are just, we just pour at our tasting cellar for our wine visitors.
How cool is that?
That we don't sell anywhere else but there.
And then in 2009, Austin Hope was named winemaker of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was interesting.
Well, I bet I hope your dad was as proud as any dad would be when that happened.
I think he's definitely the last probably, I think, 5 years, it's been pretty, pretty incredible. He's pretty impressed. He's, you know, everything's, you know, considering we were damn near, you know, looking real slim about 8-9 years ago. We were having, you know, getting close to financial trouble. Sales were bad. We had a bad sales person at the time and had to reset the whole company. And my eye was off the ball a little bit. And so learned some heavy lessons and got refocused and put everything down on it. And we went for it. And so now we're doing real well. We're in 48 countries now, which is exciting. Is that
holy? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been my mission is to, you know, we talked about it. I mean, you know a little bit about me, but I'm extremely passionate about Paso Robles, and it's I want to my dying wish. The whole team knows is that I would love to see Paso Robles be a household name, and you know, a global household name, just as Napa is, and I think it's a relatively, you know, achievable goal considering that. You know, Napa's not that old, and so we're I've been very aggressive in the global push. And that one brand right there, the Austin brand, you have that Chardonnay. That's a real big testament to how much I care about the region and how much I want to see the region be successful. Because, you know, if you go to Harvard for marketing, I would have definitely got an F on that label, because it's you're supposed to put the brand big, not the region.
I think it's cool. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Austin Hope, folks. If you want to learn more, get some links to find the winery on Facebook, X, and of course, more importantly, go to the website. Probably one of the best organized websites, hopefamilywines.com, that you'll ever find. And then you select which brand you want to learn more about, and then there's a whole list of assets, and you do that under the brand materials. And you may think that's just for wine stores like Jacob Liquor Exchange. No, it's for you to learn more about the wines that you're enjoying and that you purchase from Jacob Liquor Exchange. All the wines we're going to talk about are available at Jacob and more. Austin Hope and yours truly, Good Life Guy. We'll be back right after this short break.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is